It comes simply from the hard work that biochemistry has done over the past 40 years, combined with consideration of the way in which we reach conclusions of design every day. Michael J. Behe, Darwin's Black Box, 2006. The Bacterioflagellum. The bacterioflagellum is a long, hair-like filament. The common intestinal bacterium E. coli has on average 6 to 12 extending from its body. When the flagella turn in one direction, they bundle together to form a long, rapidly rotating whip that propels the organism through the surrounding liquid. When the flagella reverse direction, the whip unravels and the organism stops abruptly and tumbles. At the base of each flagellum is a proton-driven motor that can turn thousands of times a minute and reverse direction in a quarter turn. The motor's drive shaft is attached to a rotor that turns within a stator, and the entire assembly is anchored in the cell wall by various bushings. The filament itself is attached to the drive shaft by a hook that functions as a universal joint, so the flagellum can twist as it turns. The operation of the flagellum is linked to a system that enables the organism to sense and follow chemicals in its surroundings. By knocking out genes and screening for cells that can no longer move, researchers have identified all the gene products, proteins, required for assembly and operation of the flagellum. Remove any of them, and it stops working. Thus, the motor of the bacterial flagellum meets Behe's criterion for irreducible complexity. Brown University biologist Kenneth R. Miller has attempted to refute Behe by arguing that the motor of the bacterial flagellum is not irreducibly complex. Bacterial cells form their long flagellar filaments by secreting protein subunits through the hollow drive shaft of the flagellar motor. A few years ago, microbiologists discovered that some pathogenic bacteria use a similar hollow shaft as a needle to inject toxins into the cells of their victims. The similar, though not identical, apparatus in each case is called the type 3 secretory system, or TTSS. Miller argues that because the TTSS resembles part of the flagellum but has a different biological function, the flagellum itself is not irreducibly complex. Furthermore, he argues, the pre-existing TTSS was probably co-opted by Darwinian evolution to produce the flagellum. Miller concludes, "What this means is that the argument for intelligent design of the flagellum has failed." In Darwin's Black Box, however, Behe had already acknowledged that irreducibly complex systems sometimes contain subsets that perform other functions in other contexts. For example, a mechanic could remove the gasoline engine from an outboard motor and run it by itself, but the outboard motor can't function without it. Removing the engine doesn't refute the irreducible complexity of the outboard motor. In fact, it confirms it. In a 2004 response to critics, Behe wrote that Miller was switching the focus from the function of the system to act as a rotary propulsion machine,